For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Jonathan Tibbetts, General Manager of Cayman BRAC Power and Light, confirms that a lightning storm on our sister island did cause some damage in the early hours of Tuesday morning.
So around 1:30 a.m. we received a number of lightning strikes here in Cayman BRAC. We did get damage on three different transformers, one on the lowland and two on the bluff. Our crews have been out from around 2 o'clock this morning working to replace the transformers and restore power to all affected sites.
However, he says the power outage did not last long as the team worked quickly to repair all damage.
No, everybody's had power back since roughly 2:30 this morning. Like I said, the crews were out even in the storm repairing and replacing transformers and fuses and so forth, and we had three areas that we know were damaged or affected, and the last one was replaced this morning at around 6 o'clock.
Parts are being sent to the BRAC to repair Radio Cayman's transmitter, so it will soon be back on the air. If you have internet access, you can stream us live or watch our YouTube for Talk Today. Lawmakers get an update on how the Office of the Ombudsman has been faring as the unit's 2019 annual report is tabled in Legislative Assembly. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
During the year, the office, which handles maladministration issues, freedom of information appeals, and citizen complaints against police, data protection complaints, and whistleblower complaints, it saw its biggest increases in caseload for instances related to data protection. The office got 192 inquiries, as well as 12 complaints from members of the public and 25 from organizations during the year. The maladministration whistleblower investigations team was also busy getting 106 inquiries, compared to just 58 in 2018. The team resolved 75 complaints last year. Inquiries from the public about police conduct also increased from 18 in 2018 to 33 in 2019. The Office of the Ombudsman's Office also handled 60 Freedom of Information requests, compared to 87 inquiries in 2018. It was the only area where the Ombudsman caseload was reduced. However, she did issue a record-breaking 12 FOI decisions in 2019. Ms. Hermiston noted that there are challenges the office continues to encounter as it develops, particularly with the general understanding of the maladministration complaints process within government departments, ministries, and portfolios.
The lack of such policies can cause confusion and delay when complainants come to our office for assistance.
Analysts have also noted that there are still some significant gaps in understanding the data protection law on the part of individuals and businesses around the islands, which the Ombudsman is helping to address via public education and outreach efforts. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Lawmakers accept a private member's motion asking government to consider the way it approaches import duties for liquor and fuel.
There are only two items that are imported into the Cayman Islands that are not charged at the rate set in the customs tariff law as a percentage of cost, insurance, and freight. These two items are fuels and liquor. Duties on these two items is based on volume.
Northside MLA Ezard Miller brought the motion on Friday, pointing out the discrimination the tariffs present for residents who chose to drink cheap liquor and the potential loss of tax dollars on the importation of fuel.
I'm asking the government to consider changing the format by which duty is cost on liquor and on fuel to a percentage of the cost plus insurance and freight. And Madam Speaker, I encourage all members to support the motion. Thank you.
Which they did. The motion passed Friday night. The Minister of Finance added that a review is already underway on the customs tariff law to help identify areas that can be improved and where the law can be amended. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman signing out.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Interpol has warned that cybercriminals are exploiting the fear and uncertainty of the coronavirus pandemic to target governments, major corporations, and critical infrastructure. Its Secretary General described the pace of the attacks as alarming. BBC News.